Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's growing criticism from the mayors of Boston and Somerville of the State Gaming Commission decision to award a casino license to Everett in light of the new indictment against three owners of the site there where the casino will be built. They're accused of hiding the fact that one of them was a convicted felon and mafia associate, violating state regulations that ban criminals from profiting from a casino. State regulators say the indictments will not prevent casino development plans. But Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the regulators have failed by allowing even remotely a taint of corruption to be associated with the deal. For more on all of this, we turn now to casino expert, Boston College professor, the Reverend Richard McGowan. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Great to be with you, Bob.
The State Gaming Commission says that this will not affect the Wynn Casino development in Everett. Why not, do you think?
Well, because I guess for the most part, voters have already made up their mind one way or the other about the ballot initiative. You know, let's face it, this industry depends on legitimacy, and it does appear that the Gaming Commission has caught this in time. Now, if this would occur after the casino was being built, I think there'd be much more of an uproar.
Let me take a few of those things you just mentioned one at a time. Steve Wynn, the casino developer of the Las Vegas casino mogul, says the indictments show the diligence and rigor of regulators here. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, however, says it shows the State Gaming Commission has failed by allowing the taint of corruption in this land deal. Who do you think's right?
They're both right, you know, and not to be flip about it. You know, this indictment was out a couple months ago, and I think a lot of people thought that this was going to be the death of Wynn. And again, I guess because they cleared it up. At the same time, I do agree with the mayor. This industry depends on legitimacy, and so you do have to wonder, even though they did catch it, it does give you pause to think about whether further connections they could have.
Do you think that the indictment makes this whole casino plan in Everett smell a little more stinky, frankly?
I do think it does. I mean, let's face it, the Suffolk Downs proposal would have probably been a lot easier to sell. The fact that it's already established and you wouldn't have any kind of land deals like you're talking about here. So it does make it seem a little stinkier, but at the same time, I guess, you know, they did catch it, and so these people aren't going to get the funds that Wynn's paying for this land.
Well, what do you make of the timing of this, the indictment coming down so shortly after the decision to give the casino license to the plan for Everett as opposed to the plan at Suffolk Downs in Revere?
Once again, I think it's interesting that they're willing to take the risk. It's going to remain to be seen, especially the very thing that you talk about being stinky. If this land deal starts exploding even more, even the cleanup of the land, the Gaming Commission is going to look rather foolish.
You mentioned the cleanup of the land. We should point out that land parcel in Everett on the waterfront there on the Mystic River is a toxic waste site because it was once the site of a chemical plant. Let me ask you, do you think that these indictments will have any effect on voters this November as they decide whether to repeal the state gaming law allowing casinos? And I ask that question because right now polls are showing that voters are not likely to vote for repeal, as you pointed out earlier.
I probably don't think it's going to make a big difference, but you know, I think certainly it's going to change a couple people's minds who are on the fence. But I would imagine the anti-casino ads are going to emphasize this land deal, so that will be interesting to see how they play it.
Father Richard McGowan, professor at Boston College, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning on Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you again, Bob.